The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And here we go.
Live from the Gal Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And sports happened and stuff.
Oh, something happened.
I am your affable host, A.J. Hoffman. When you hear the start of this show, normally you hear Fred, and you're not going to hear Fred today. Fred is not here.
Did you guys discuss what happened or why he's not here?
He's got some family stuff going
on. Okay. So, I don't know if he mentioned it yesterday.
No, I don't know that he did either. Even if he didn't, I like to leave it like a mystery, because then people are like, oh, where's Fred? Fred's actually in rehab, ladies and gentlemen. Fred is addicted to methamphetamines.
And sex.
And
little people.
Obviously, alcohol. So he's getting that taken care of today. He should be back tomorrow. They say alcohol, sex, and meth rehab usually takes a full 24 hours. So he'll be back tomorrow, apparently, with his life all in order, is what I'm hoping for. And it may or may not be the case, but he's going to give it the old college try. I will be here all day until 7 o'clock. Jerome Solomon was supposed to be here across from me. And what time did he tell you that he's not going to be here, John?
I'm going to go look back through the series of texts that we exchanged. So when we found out that Fred May needed to take a day, the first person I reached out to was Jerome. And he said, he told me he can go any day this week as long as it's not the Rockets opener.
Is today the Rockets opener?
No, it was last night.
Okay. I thought that was the case.
And he said, yes. I asked him if he could. On Tuesday, I asked him if he can come on at 5:30 on Tuesday. And I also asked him if you could fill in for him when Fred needed to be out. He said, yes and yes. Only day coming up, probably I can't do, is the Rockets opener tomorrow, even though I can get those switched. I said, okay. It would be doubtful be Wednesday. So I texted him yesterday saying that Fred needed to be out today. And I said, can you do it? He didn't respond back. And then this morning I texted him. I said, you're good for today, right? He said, damn, I didn't even see your message. It went to my iPad. Not my phone. I can do tomorrow, but not today. I have a ballet class and some other dumb bleep. That I have to take the girls to.
A ballet class. So Jerome left me in what the proverbial lurch, which I don't know what a lurch is other than the guy that answers the door for the Addams Family, but I've heard that term, left me in a lurch. I feel I'm left in a lurch now.
You have your pants pulled down.
Yeah. I'm humiliated on national local radio. I'm being humiliated.
But if for the people that don't know, he has adopted a couple of kids.
None of that matters. He's going to ballet class to check out moms.
Maybe, but
almost certainly.
He said he couldn't. The adoption isn't completely finalized, so he can't hire like babysitters or anything like that to watch his kids. Either he has to watch him, or his significant other has to watch him. And yeah, so. Until then, one of them has to watch the kids, so he has to do a lot of the stuff that
Why didn't he just bring the kids here?
I guess he could have done that, but they had ballet class.
Let them dance around in the hallway.
If we had our new studio, they could have danced around in the studio.
Yeah. Kids, what a pain in the ass.
So your day's not going too well?
Well, it just kind of throws me off. And A, I really like working with Jerome. B, as you know, it's been, unless Fred is gone for a long stretch, which he was, over the summer, and I did a few days where I led the show, but I'm more comfortable with someone else you know,
steering the ship.
And essentially, I like someone to...
Philpott said he could co-host with you if you want.
Oh, you want to come in here, Philpott? Come on in here. I like someone who can set up the show and basically whose job is to make me sound smart and funny. And Fred has figured out that that's the key to success is just do whatever it takes to make me, AJ, sound smart and funny. Fred is he's very good at that job. Jerome, I don't think he's willingly good at that job. Unknowingly, he is good at that job. Today we have Barry Laminack coming in at some point, who's going to do the rest of the show with me.
And he said he's not too far away, which, by the way...
But Barry Laminack's never led a radio show in his life.
No. But yesterday was the first time I've seen him in a very long time. Mm-hmm. And Barry, I know you're listening. He has put on some weight.
I told you. He doesn't like to admit it, but he has. David Philpott, I've asked you to come in here a lot of times, and you always say you're too busy. What's going on? You got the day off today?
Hey, you need a co-host for a little bit. Might as well come in.
I have always said, and listen, this is, it's. I'm glad you're here. Yeah, you know,
I'm no Fred Fowler.
No, you're better than Fred. The only kind of person I would prefer to host a show with more than someone with a speech impediment is a black guy.
So if I was a black guy and I had a speech impediment.
Oh, Lord. I would demand that they remove Fred permanently and right? You got this job. But that's just not the case.
That would be your ideal show is a speech impediment black guy.
Yeah, that would be great. But that's very hard to come by.
They are very hard to come by. We only come in white.
I feel that's the case. Did you do like a... So when you had your surgery, did you have to go through like speech therapy?
Yeah, I did.
How long were you in speech therapy?
Obviously it didn't help very much.
Right. Or did you kind of like, hey, can I get my money back? What's up?
I should have demanded my money, you know? But I did my speech therapy until about maybe first, second grade.
Okay.
And then it kind of fell off or whatnot. But,
okay. When did you have your surgery?
I was like a couple months old.
Oh, okay.
So I don't even remember the surgery. Okay. So. I could have died. I don't know.
But yeah, you may have.
I may have. Who knows? Yeah. My parents may have not told me about it. But
now, this. So when you did your speech therapy, did they just get to the point where, first of all, were there any black kids in your speech therapy classes?
No, it was
all
it was
white
one
kids.
On one.
Right?
It was
oh, one on one.
It was solo.
Oh, really?
So.
Okay. When you finished, when you finished your speech therapy, did you feel good about where you were at with speech? Or did you like, you felt good in your second grade mind, but then like when you got to around sixth, seventh grade, you were like, damn, I probably should have stuck it out a little while longer?
I will go with that direction because you probably think, okay, I did fairly well. And then, hell, you go in eighth grade, ninth grade, and you're like, eh, you kind of still suck at speech. So.
Yeah. Now,
I'm kind of like the Houston Texans when it comes to speech. Who do you think is better?
I can understand you.
Okay.
So
okay.
I feel like you're better at speech than the Texans are at football right now because I can't always tell if it's actual football that the Texans
are playing.
That is
true. That Miami game was that first half. That was definitely something.
So your command of your vocal cords greater than
Ryan
Bill O'Brien and Ryan Mallett's command of their teams and their lives.
Well, I would say better than Ryan Mallett showing up on time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you still work here.
Hey, I still work here.
Yeah.
I still at least attempt to pronunciate.
Yeah.
At least Ryan Mallett could attempt to show up.
Now, I'm always curious about things like this.
Okay.
And you've dealt with your what do you call it? Is speech impediment offensive?
No, I'm not offended
because it's not really your speech per se. It's your throat,
it's
right?
My throat. Yeah, my throat. As I hit the mic, I'm a radio professional here.
Right.
But no, it's really my throat. My throat was too small,
okay.
So I had to make my airway bigger.
Okay.
And so it was. I think it was either. You can not breathe, or you can have decent speech. So,
what did you? And so you chose this?
No, you chose this life. Yeah, I chose that life at like 2 months old. You know,
oh, okay.
You know.
Do you ever get like when you're at family gatherings, you're like, listen, guys, I could have found another way to breathe. I could have maybe grown gills, something.
I could have evolved.
Yeah. Instead,
I could have created a whole new species.
But, okay, what I'm getting at, long story short, is how does your speech impediment affect you getting chicks?
It doesn't.
At all?
Have you not heard my new venture?
No.
I am on Black People Meet.
Oh, really?
I am.
Is it working?
And it's working. I found my niche.
Really? You'd love the sisters, huh?
I love the sisters. Me and the sisters, we're getting along.
That's ironic because you can barely say sisters. Try that again.
Sisters.
Yeah, you're just like, that's just a bunch of noises thrown together. You can't even say it.
No, and I have nothing. I'm not a hip-hop guy. I'm not into that culture, but hey, I just.
Is it true what they say? The
once you go black, you don't go back?
Well, that too, but is that true, first of all?
That's kind of true, yeah.
I mean, have you gone back to white women?
I mean, you dated, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. How old are you now, Philpott?
I am 28.
28. You got something to do or what?
Yeah, I got to go play a bank on the other station.
Damn it.
You want to finish this conversation on the other side?
Yeah. Let's take a break and you go do some business and then come back here. I want to delve into your sexual history.
This is why I haven't come on yet.
All right.
Oh, David. David is, when Dave was
You're
here,
not getting off scot-free either. I want to know what kind of this nonsense you pulled yesterday.
The Asian thing?
Yeah, that's such
okay, we'll
BS.
We'll talk about that.
All right, we've got a lot to talk about. We'll probably talk about some sports today.
Why? The Rockets suck just as much as the Texans.
What? The Rockets are awesome, and they're going to win the NBA Finals, according to my Twitter. So, you're wrong.
Well, not the way they played last night.
You're
so.
Wrong, or everybody else is wrong. You tell me. All right, we'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Hold up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right. Back in the saddle. A.J. Hoffman and Barry Laminack joins us. You may know him from his wildly successful Sunday morning radio program, which is called Houston Game Day.
Why'd you have to look at the board? Really? You don't even know the name of the show. You had to look up
the
to get
name
it.
Of the board's not even on there.
This is no respect.
No. What time is their show on, John?
I hate you. First of all.
All right.
I was listening on the way in, and right. I heard Jong say that I was fat. Jong, you are the last person. You look like you have a week to live. Like, you have no hair, and you weigh about 90 pounds.
I do look like a cancer patient.
Yeah.
At the end. Like,
patient who, like, they decided to stop chemo and just, like, give
yeah.
in.
You look like you gave up.
Like, I'm not going to fight
I'm
anymore.
I'm tired of fighting. Yeah. And he calls me fat.
Get in here, Philpott. Lest anyone was worried, I know a lot of people were, because when we went to break, we were at a really important turn in the conversation with David Philpott, who's kind enough to come back in here with us.
This microphone is really wet, too. I don't know what happened.
David's a squirter.
Is he?
A little bit of a squirter. Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Barry.
What?
You and Philpott have something in common.
We do. I was going to
A
ask
lot
you.
Of experience with black women.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Barry. Well, yep. Yeah.
You're into the
I know you can't tell, but yeah.
Awesome. That's good.
Yeah.
Good. Way to go. Way to
well,
go.
Well, this is awkward. Now we're fist pounding.
Yeah, now you guys are celebrating your conquering of black women.
Wow. That's probably not the way I would put it. I dated some black women in high school. I wouldn't necessarily call it conquering.
Well, Philpott, what's the name of the website you've joined?
Black People Meet.
Black People Meet. Now, is this weird because you are not a black person? So, like, when when people are scrolling through there, I assume you have a profile picture, or do you just, like, surprise when you get to the door. Be right. Like, oh, I'm not black at all.
Oh, just kidding. I'm a white speech impediment guy.
Hey. Yeah. Well, they could probably tell once they talk, because as we discussed, black people don't have speech impediments.
No, they don't. That's they right. really don't.
Now, didn't you say that you had, why do you have the speech impediment?
Well, my airway. My throat
you have
was
like
too
a small throat.
Yeah, when I was
I dated
four.
A girl in high school like that. So
really,
yeah, she didn't have a no. speech impediment though.
No,
no, that's then. I got the.
I'm sorry.
So do you use your profile? Do you use a picture of yourself?
I use a white photo. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Hold on. Time out. Let's be specific. He says he uses a photo of a white person. He didn't say himself.
I put AJ Hoffman as my profile.
No, black so women won't. They don't want anything to do
no,
with me.
No.
Trust me. That's not. They're not after that.
They're not after no. this kind of white guy.
No.
They're after your kind.
Not the. Yeah. Well. You disagree? No.
What's your success rate? Like, how many times have you, like, do you swipe right on black people meet? How does this work?
Yeah. Now, first of all, is it like, are you looking for a relationship or are you looking for a pound partner?
I'm actually looking for a relationship.
Okay,
actually.
You want really? Love.
I'm looking for love.
And you've you want been, to settle been, down with a sister.
You've been looking for love in all the wrong places, and then you came across Black People Meet.
Black People
now,
Meet.
What other websites did you try?
That was the first one I signed up for.
Really? Oh, you didn't do what? Tinder or anything like
well,
that?
Well, I did Tinder. I haven't done, like, Farmers Only. I haven't done...
Oh, okay.
Is there one... Do you
is
think,
there a speech that, impediment
I
website?
I was
going to
say, there's like, some there, for, like, little people. There's some for...
I need to look it up. There, I need to find there, out.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe there is.
But would it bother you, like, if the person you were dating had a speech impediment? Like, you'd be worse? Like, I don't understand what you're saying. Like, a big problem in my marriage is my wife and I often have communication issues. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem in most relationships.
Well, that could be a good thing.
Men and their wives don't always communicate well. I could see that being a bigger issue if you met someone on the speech impediment side.
I would love to hear y'all fight.
That's a good thing, though, because you already have your communication issues anyway.
That's true.
So it's not going to be any different.
Okay. Would you ever date a deaf girl?
That's a good question.
Because then you could basically, like, for all she knows.
No, she would probably be like, why are you making fun of me?
For all she knows, you sound like Marvin Gaye.
Now, would I be a hypocrite by saying I don't know if I would date a deaf girl? But right. I want someone to date one, then a guy who has a speech impediment.
Yeah.
Would that be a hypocrite?
Yes.
It would be?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you? So have you ever dated, did you pick up chicks in your speech impediment class and be like?
I was like six.
Okay. No, well, here's what it boils
still,
down to.
Answer the question.
Did you start to, like, think that your speech impediment was getting in the way of getting laid? Like, when did you consider that that was a possibility? Like, sophomore, junior year, like, were you having struggling with the chicks?
Six.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't pick anyone up in speech impediment class.
Was it difficult with the ladies, like, in high school?
I was probably more shy, more of an introvert, obvious reasons,
yeah.
I would think.
Right. Did you have that same haircut in high school?
What's wrong with the haircut?
I'm just saying.
That's what we're asking.
I'm just saying if I had that haircut, I'd probably keep to myself, too.
Now, when did the affinity for black women hit you? Was that when you did you just like happen to download the Black People Meet app and be like, yeah, all right, you know what? I'll give sisters a try.
That was a college thing. Definitely a going up to Huntsville.
You went to TSU?
No, I went to Huntsville, Sam Houston State.
Okay.
There's no black people in Huntsville that go to Sam Houston. There's none.
You'll be hanging out on the wrong part.
There's at least a couple. He knows.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been hanging out in the wrong part of Huntsville.
And so you liked it there. Did the, like, when the black women, did they seem to be more accepting of your speech impediment? Is that what was going
honestly,
on?
Honestly, that may have been a bigger key to it. I think you do gravitate to what people may be more accepting if you want to get real on that part.
Really?
And I don't know why that is. So
that's interesting.
Interesting. So what's your success rate been on Black People Meet? How,
like, one out of 50?
Have you,
one out
have
of
you
100?
Found someone? Have you gone on dates from it? Have you?
Yeah, I've gone on dates. I've gone on multiple dates.
Okay.
Have you
scored?
Yeah. Have that's you had real, sex yet with one of the women off that website?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that.
That means no.
What?
That means no.
No, that doesn't necessarily mean no.
Come on, man.
Listen, Michael Carroll, Philpott, ask Michael Carroll about this. John, tell Philpott,
hey,
I will find out, right?
Yes, he will.
I will find out.
Come on, how many?
It's a lot better if you're upfront about it. John's figured that out now. He tells me everything about his relationship because otherwise I'll find out.
You've been trying to get me on here for years.
I know.
I think we made good progress tonight.
Okay. But I did a radio tease. Did this turn into a therapy session?
What the hell just happened?
Okay. Are you dating someone now?
In the process.
What?
What? Like, how many dates have you gone on?
Like, we've gone on 4 dates.
Okay. So, what are you...
That's dating. Yeah, that's not in the process.
Where are you at? Under the bra yet? Are you...
We could be. We could be.
Okay. Okay. Maybe under the bra.
We could be.
Feeling on that.
Going around third, coming to home.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Really? Now, does your speech impediment, and as someone who's been through a lot of speech therapy, does it help you in any departments? Like, where maybe your tongue is stronger?
Have you ever had anybody say, like, you know, talk dirty to me? Like, talk dirty. Like, how would you talk dirty to a woman?
Yeah, let's say I was one of the chicks you met.
No, I don't have headphones, but can we get a little Marvin Gaye on?
It's going. It's going.
Put on a headset.
Yeah, come on, man. Get in the mood.
I'm going to play another break.
Turn the lights down. John, turn the lights down.
No one listens to that station, Phil Pott. Don't worry about it.
AJ, rub his shoulders. Turn the lights down, John.
So let's say for a second here, you have to plug in the cord to make it work.
Radio professional here.
Yeah, when you put the headset on and it's not plugged in, it doesn't make any noise. You're never going to hear anything. So,
I can see why you're scoring all the chicks.
Yeah, let's say, for instance,
your brains.
I'm one of the chicks on blackpeoplemeet.com. And we,
you're just, this is fifth date. It's time.
Okay, yeah.
It's time to talk dirty.
You've swiped fifth right date. On me. Yeah. I've swiped right on you. And now we're seeing each other. And then let's say it's the night that we're going to finally make love. We're going to make whoopee. And
Chuck Woolery.
You guys,
let's go ahead and get it on.
Now, once you guys are starting.
I'm feeling this.
Are you feeling it?
Now here,
are you in the mood?
Don't talk to Barry. I want you to focus on me and pretend that I'm this girl. And now we're making love.
I can't do it.
And I say, tell me what you like. What would you say?
You ready, baby?
We're already doing it. You can't say ready to go. We're doing it now. So what are you going to say when I say, are you liking this? How does it feel?
I think you're kind of describing it right now, I would think.
No, this is me asking you. How does it feel? What do you think of this?
You know, I'm kind of stay away from it. I'm kind of...
You liking this ass?
I do like the black ass.
Yo, you like my black ass?
I do like the black ass.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to spank this black ass?
Maybe not that far. Maybe not that far.
Really? You're going to say that while we're in the midst of this? This is happening.
Come on. I'm looking at... I can't look at you and think of...
Just pretend I'm a hot black chick.
No, you're not doing it. You're not doing it for me. No.
Okay.
No.
I'll tell you what. This is doing it for me. I'm not going to lie. I got a tent over here. Man, you guys...
Woo! Okay. Well, Phil Pott, I think you got to work on your dirty talk.
I need a fan. Yeah. What?
I think you're going to have to work on that.
Just do this. Next time you get in that situation, just say, whose is this? Just say that. Say it right now. Say,
who is this?
No, not who is this. You're supposed to know that already. Whose is this?
Whose is this?
Yeah.
I nailed it?
Yeah.
Literally?
First take.
Say, that's my ass, isn't it, girl?
That's my ass, internet girl.
Yeah.
Are you in the mood now?
Yes, it is. Yes. This tent ain't going nowhere, Phil Pott.
All right. Phil Pott, thank you for coming in. You saved the show, I think.
One more fist bump.
No, we
go.
Oh, yeah. Me and Barry. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you guys have a lot in common.
We have a lot in common.
A lot in common.
We're hugging later.
I hope so.
I cannot
Maybe
wait.
Maybe you can tell him what to say.
I cannot wait.
I'll tell you what works and what doesn't.
Okay, cliff note.
That's
hey,
good.
Hey, Phil Pott, what's your Twitter handle?
_DavidDanger.
Underscore before the words?
Yeah.
I hate
underscore
that.
What?
DavidDanger.
David Danger.
Is that your Black People Meet name?
That was a Darker Night in College Station name.
All right.
Okay.
You need to change that on your profile.
No, I'm gonna follow you, David, and I'm gonna tweet out you, and I'm gonna see if there's any sisters who are willing to give you a follow as well. What do they called?
The
sisters. Yeah. All right, we'll be back. More of the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler. A.J. Hoffman is here because that's me, and I'm here at work on Thursday while the rest of you are all probably enjoying your,
probably had everybody had to pull over after that little sex
probably enjoying your four-day weekends.
And, what?
Everybody else, you don't have to work today, right?
Yes, I where do you think I came from? Why was I late? Because I have a job, AJ.
Oh.
I'm a responsible adult.
I thought maybe I was the only one working today.
Yeah.
First, well, thanks to David Philpott for joining us. And if there are any single black women out there who are interested in David, at underscore David Danger.
Mm.
And all of you should be aware that that Twitter handle is for a reason.
Yeah.
Because.
Oh, look at that picture is nice. Look at that ass.
Yeah. Because.
David.
David Danger may. He may skin you and eat you if you go on a date with him. That's quite possible.
Are you putting serial killer on him?
I don't know. David Danger seems like the kind of name that.
If I wonder if he did a lot of prank calling as a kid.
That is
I would probably,
all I would have done. That's almost all I did
that would have consumed,
to begin with.
Your refrigerator's running. Consumed. That would have consumed my life.
Oh, boy.
Totally. No, that dude is hilarious, though.
Oh, he's gold, he's awesome. Man.
He was the one that did our
gold.
Intro for our old podcast.
For our podcast,
huh?
Yeah. That's right.
That dude's awesome.
Yep, he's the man. We'll get into Jong bailing on work early yesterday, later on in the program. We also, apparently, we haven't even discussed the Rockets game last night at all.
Mm.
But more importantly than the Rockets game was the Twitter drama that went down with Red Nation Blogger, not Blogger, Blogger.
Maybe Danger Doug. What the hell was his name?
Underscore David Danger.
Maybe you should leave that kind of talk to him. You don't sound right doing that.
But we'll talk to Red Nation Blogger.
Bryson
coming up at 5:30, John?
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome.
We'll get to the Rockets at the actual game here in a moment. Let's take a phone call. That's the other thing about today. I'm in charge of phone calls and stuff.
We are so
screwed. You may not. I may not answer many phone calls. If you send texts to the program, I don't see them because I don't have the texts on my computer. So don't bother texting the show today. You can either tweet us at AJ is the real, at Barry is funny, at Jongy Football, yeah, and at Degenerates 975. Let's talk to Troy. What's up, Troy?
Sports,
Troy.
First off, I also live dangerously, but I wouldn't make that my profile name.
That's terrifying.
I can see the memes coming in tomorrow for Fred. Fred, how the hell are you going to get fired on your day off?
Why would Fred get fired?
AJ, man, we're crossing that gray area right now. We are really on that gray area.
What's that?
First off, I guess online is a pretty good way to meet people if you had a speech impediment. They show up, nobody knows, sounds good. You can just talk them into a good time.
I don't think David is. Do you think, John, do you get that feeling that David is like catfishing his speech impediment, or do you think he's pretty upfront about it?
I think he's pretty upfront about
it.
He doesn't seem that kind of guy.
Yeah,
how can you tell that from him typing words on a
well? True,
phone?
But I mean, I'm guessing you have phone conversations before you just meet up.
Maybe
maybe
he uses like a speaking spell.
When you met your lady on Tinder, there was never any direct conversation on the phone.
There
before.
Was just texting.
Really?
Yeah.
You kids nowadays are crazy.
I know.
We text more than we talk on the phone.
Maybe he uses like one of those boxes you put up to your throat and maybe or a speaking spell or something. Maybe he has like pre-recorded messages from Barry White that he plays just to answer any question. You don't know.
David?
Yeah. You don't know. He might be catfishing.
That's true.
Yeah. Could happen.
I don't think so, though. David's
a pretty
upfront
guy. Maybe
she'd
be like, call me, and he'd be like, my phone's broke.
David's an upfront guy.
You think so?
He lays it all out there.
I agree.
He lays it all out there.
Right.
I don't think anybody with a speech impediment is going to be mad at me.
Why did he say Fred was going to get fired? Yeah, or did we ever Fred, clear that yeah. up?
I don't get that. We were just talking. I mean,
you were making fun of David.
No, I was. I'm genuinely curious.
Well, maybe a little.
No, maybe Barry was. I would never do
I
that.
I was not. I absolutely was not. I was in the moment. You guys had me going.
Everybody knows I've learned my lesson about laughing at speech impediments. There's letter
gonna,
on the wall.
You're going to get another letter
from the National
now.
Stuttering Association. And this was nothing like that incident. This was me interviewing someone who happens to have a speech impediment.
And is balling out of control with yeah, the ladies.
Is banging this chicks. Was, and I'm curious about it.
This was propping him up. This yeah. one. Yeah.
And, yeah, and I agree. David and AJ and all of us go back very. How long has it been? It's been like 4 or 5
At
years?
At least three, 5 years. Three
five
months.
And a half years. What? Yeah. We go back a ways. He used to intern for us.
Yeah. Let's talk to Jared. Sports, Jared.
Sports. I'm calling about LSU and what are their chances of getting into the football playoff and looking forward to November 6th against Alabama and what are their chances of beating Alabama in Tuscaloosa. And I'm going to hang up and listen.
I will put LSU at about a 45% chance to beat Alabama. And if they beat Alabama, I think they're definitely going to the playoff. Because I think if they beat Alabama, there's nobody else on their schedule. That's
how much higher would it be if they were at home?
I think it'd probably be 50-50.
You think so? So not that much difference?
I don't think so.
Mm. I don't know. I don't know if anyone in this country, including Alabama, can stop Fournette. I just don't know.
I don't know that they can either. But I do know that historically, if you're what LSU is doing right now is playing Alabama football, which means they're basically saying – we're going to line up and we're going to run you over.
Yeah.
And a lot of teams have gone to Alabama and said, okay, well, we'll line our guys up against your guys. And typically that's not the way to beat Alabama. The teams that beat Alabama are teams that chuck it around the field all willy-nilly like the Aggies did that one time. And, I mean, you got to have some trickery to beat them. Because if you're just lining up your guys and smashing helmets, that's what Alabama's the best at.
Yeah. But I don't know that Alabama can return the favor, though, right? Like, their offense isn't as explosive as LSU. So
Alabama might have the second-best running back in the country.
Yeah, but that's still a pretty big gap if you look at the two.
Yeah.
I pulled up the odds of them. Like, right now, if you look at probabilities, LSU, what would you say that their percentage of winning the division is right now? What would you put it at?
LSU's?
Uh-huh.
I'd probably put it at about 45%.
57.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so, and Alabama's is 23. So,
Alabama already has a loss. So, I mean, that's part of it. I mean, that's assuming if everybody, yeah. I mean, even, because then if LSU loses and they both have one loss.
The Aggies,
No, the Aggies, stop talking about them.
I had to try.
I mean, technically, Ole Miss still has it because Ole Miss beat
that's right.
Alabama. They still have a chance to make it a tie, even though I don't know that Ole Miss is going to keep that going. And I don't think Ole Miss can beat LSU either.
No.
So, but I think I'm excited for that game, the Bama LSU game. It's going to be a fun game.
The good news for LSU is they don't have Chavis anymore, so they actually have a chance to.
That makes you feel better.
Stop
huh?
Alabama for a change. Yeah, I think it makes all LSU fans feel better. I would be willing to bet you if you ask the majority of LSU Tiger fans, they're glad he's gone. Yeah. They feel like they have a better chance to beat Alabama this year because of it.
Here comes LSU fan all over my Twitter feed telling me what a dummy I am.
Really?
Yeah.
What a shock.
Yeah.
What a shocker. Have we got any takers for Johnny Dangerously? What the hell is his name?
_ David Danger.
Whatever.
His name's David Philpott. Why would it be Johnny Dangerously?
Do we have any takers?
No one's tweeted me back about that yet. I thought for sure that would be happening by now, but no, I've got zero sex.
I don't think he needs help. It sounds like he's doing fine by himself.
It's true.
It's
although.
Well, did you hear what you just said?
He doesn't like to talk about whether or not he's getting sex off this website. Which
well, he doesn't.
Kind of makes me think it's like a Michael Carroll situation where. Maybe one day he's going to finally just say, you know what, I'm a virgin. And then we're all going to go, really?
I know it's not Wednesday, but what are the odds? What are the odds?
I don't know. Like, Philpott is different than Michael Carroll. Philpott's the kind of guy who I could picture him paying for it if it came down to it, you know?
He's got the disposable income.
Yeah. I mean, he bought you a Diet Coke.
What's... He did. He's falling out of control, man.
All right, we'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Rockets talk coming up next.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
All right, the Blitz is back. No Fred Fowler, AJ Hoffman in with Barry Laminack, who you can hear every Sunday morning from 10 to noon. Tell people what they can hear on your show every day or every Sunday, Barry. What are people tuning in for?
Hilarity. Okay. There's a lot of talking
that's about good for radio.
Sports and things. We try to keep it light. We keep it moving. We get what our core listeners are. They're in the car. They're moving around. We try to keep them entertained, have some fun, man. We don't get too serious. We're not an X's and O's show. We don't try to pretend to be something we're not. We just try to have a good time.
All right.
Talk sports.
Jeremy Branham, the Tyler produces that show.
Yeah, Tyler and Jeremy.
Right. What do you think of those guys? You ready to move on from those two?
we're still working on it. Okay. We're like a new couple, Jeremy and I. We're 6 weeks in. We started week two.
You guys are working it out.
Yeah, we're trying to figure it out.
That's what the Rockets are doing. They're trying to figure it out. And man, if you told me that the Nuggets' new point guard was going to turn the ball over 11 times last night, I would have said, man, Rockets probably have a pretty good chance at home against a, you know, mediocre Nuggets team.
Yeah.
Their rookie point guard is going to turn it over 11 times. Hell, they traded you their best player in the offseason.
Yeah.
This should be a glorified, I mean, you raise Moses Malone's number up into the rafters. You retire his jersey. This is a coronation, essentially. Well, not so. It turns out, as the Rockets sucked it up last night.
Pretty bad.
Here's just some of the shooting lines. Trevor Ariza was 2 of 10, including 1 of 7 from 3. That's below average.
That is not that good.
Ty Lawson, whom they got from said Denver Nuggets, was 3 of 10 from the field. James Harden, runner-up in your MVP voting, 6 of 21, 2 of 12 from 3.
Is that bad?
That's not great.
Is that not, no?
And that wasn't the only 2 of 12 in the box score, because Corey Brewer also went 2 of 12 from the field. The Rockets overall shot below 35%, and that is how you lose even when the other team's point guard turns the ball over 11 times.
Yeah, that's not
105 good. 105 to 85 is the final. It's one game of an 82-game season. Nothing to overreact about.
Well, because you look at it, some of the stats, I mean, they had 15 offensive rebounds.
Okay.
So they led in offensive rebounds, which was a problem for them last year. They only had 16 turnovers compared to Denver's 21.
Yeah.
That was a problem for them last year. So you look at that and you think they led fast break points 11 to 9. You look at this stuff and you think,
oh, if you don't look at the shooting stats, the Rockets played a really great game.
It looks like they really focused on what their problems were last year and got them fixed. Except.
See, listen, Barry, this is a rule of basketball I'm going to teach you about right now.
Oh, please do. Oh, please.
I'm going to get deep.
Okay.
Rebounds, assists, block shots, turnover ratios, those are all super important things. Points are the most important. And to get points, when you shoot the ball, it has to go inside the basket.
All right, so I need...
So all the shots that they took that hit the orange part of the goal apparatus and bounced away instead of down in through the net part of the apparatus.
You're saying that's not...
Those don't count. And the Rockets did that hit the orange thing and bounce out
during the game they were leading, right?
They were leading at one point.
I don't think so. That was...
No?
I was... No. don't think so.
No.
They did not have a lead the entire game, which is ugly, man. It's ugly. But like you said, it's one game.
It's one
game. Are you panicking? Are you worried? And what they need to do is not let that Kardashian in the building. I think she's a bad luck thing.
Doesn't she have a dying husband to take care of or something?
You know?
Or was Lamar Odom there as well? He was not in the crowd.
I'm going to be over here if you need me.
He was not in the crowd.
No.
Do you think Lamar Odom is secretly like, yeah, the Rockets lost by 20?
That's what you get.
That's what you get, bro.
Taking my wife.
Yeah.
Probably. Wouldn't you?
He's like, he's sitting there in his hospital bed watching the
game.
Just
wishing.
You're no 3-point shooting ass. 2 of 12.
Every time he missed, like, yeah.
And then he's texting like,
that's what you get.
He's texting her, Chloe, you really going to be with this dude shooting 2 of 12 from 3? What is this, girl?
Probably. I would be, wouldn't you? But every time he missed, you'd hear nothing but down the hall from the hospital, from my room, be like, that's what you get every time.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, so ugly start for the Rockets, but
not good.
Again, it's one game. They'll
And it was with Dwight Howard, and I think that's the big asterisk on a game like that.
Oh,
you
look
at it and you say, that was without Dwight Howard.
They were without him almost all last year, though.
Yeah, but there's also that whole chemistry thing, right? I mean, it's James Harden and Ty Lawson are going to have to figure out how to play together, and that's going to take time.
Plus,
Houston.
I'm in the group of people who thinks Dwight Howard, the name, is much more valuable than Dwight Howard, the basketball player, at this point.
No one that can hear your voice and mine is surprised about that either.
Well, the good news is the Rockets have what we like to call a get-right game coming up tomorrow night. The Rockets have a home game against the dog-ass Golden State Warriors, who were last seen trouncing their ass. So it's a good chance for them to right the ship, Barry.
It is at home.
Yeah.
It is at home.
And they've got a good chance to maybe knock down Steph Curry's points per game average, which currently stands at 40. So that's
Didn't
good.
Didn't Fred predict that? Okay.
All right, we'll be back. Hour number 2 of the Blitz coming up.
ESPN 97.5.